This is one of those positions that boggles a guy like me. It boggles my mind because I don't have the aptitude for it. I just know I don't. Ask my wife. She will tell you. To be a township clerk or even a county clerk, anything like that, if the word clerk is in there, I go, whoa. But there are people who have that aptitude. And former Ingham County Commissioner Emily Stivers has announced that she is running for Meridian Township Clerk, and she joins us now. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here, Mike.
Clerk is a scary word. I should say it's a scary word. But man, oh man, what makes you want to be the Meridian Township Clerk? How'd you come to that decision?
Well, I have always cared deeply about election integrity and the issues facing the clerk's office. I've been involved in local government at the township and county level for many years. And my experience and background are really ideally matched for this role. I was a child advocate for voting rights when I was in high school, and I continued that commitment working to get out the vote in every election since 2000. I've served as the county commissioner representing Northern Meridian Township for 4 years. I also served on the Meridian Township Zoning Board of Appeals and Planning Commission. So I have a deep understanding of how local government works, and I pride myself on my attention to detail, which I think is really critical in the role of clerk. I think it'll be fun and a job that I would really love.
Fun, huh? Clerk. All right. That's going to be a tough one for me. Emily, what would be your biggest challenge if you become clerk at Meridian Township?
Well, current clerk Guthrie has done an excellent job expanding voter access and participation under the voter-initiated constitutional amendments we passed a few years ago. These enabled unprecedented ballot access, including no-reason absentee voting, early voting, and same-day voter registration. And according to the Michigan Secretary of State, Michigan had the highest youth voter turnout in the entire country. But I think we can do even better. The groundwork is in place, so next we need to expand our communications efforts, branch out with awareness-raising campaigns on diverse sites such as Nextdoor and Instagram, and continue to simplify the language around and the process for how we vote. And I also see that under these new laws, we have new challenges, particularly regarding MSU students and our more urban areas. For example, we're still struggling to inform MSU students who live in Meridian Township that they vote here, not on campus. Most of the messaging they see is in East Lansing. So I would coordinate a campaign with the East Lansing clerk to get the word out to students about where and how to vote.
That would be, I think, a big challenge for just about anybody. To me, it seems where and how to vote. Of course, there's a lot of push and talk these days for off-site voting. You know, you can vote from home and all of that. I'm a fan of actually going to a polling place, but that seems to be a challenge. It surprises me at how many people don't know where their, do you think, where their polling place is. I get students because, you know, you come in, you would think everything happens on campus. Do you have to go on campus? Do you have to do events? Do you have to, how do you get them to understand that here's where your polling place is?
Yeah, so you absolutely have to be present on campus. And Marie Wicks, the clerk for East Lansing, is one of my good friends. We would work very closely on that campaign. But we've also got to go through the university, coordinate with university officials to get out messages through their channels directly to students that inform them of what the precincts are and where they're supposed to vote. Precinct maps are super, super confusing, and it is so hard to figure out where you're supposed to go. Or even how to vote absentee. So we would really be laser focused on that and making sure that students really understand, because a lot of times they're first time voters.
Emily Stivers was Ingham County Commissioner. She's announced her running for Meridian Township Clerk. In the weeks ahead, what's your schedule? What's your plans? How are you gonna campaign? You have to go to a lot of events, I suppose.
Yeah.
it kind of is your whole life, isn't it? You're running for office.
It is. It's a big deal. And I'm no stranger to campaigning. I did run for state rep 2 years ago. I lost to our current state rep, Penelope Cernoglou, who's doing an amazing job. So I'm no stranger to the campaign trail. I'm working on getting my website up and my social media profile set up. And then this weekend, I'm going to be out on the doors trying to connect one-on-one with as many Meridian Township voters as I can.
Yeah. Getting people out to vote, is that the biggest difficult part of the 2024 election? What about knowing issues, things like that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of challenges, but just connecting with voters and making sure they know what's going on in the local races. I think everyone knows what's going on at the presidential level, and some people are paying attention to the Senate level or maybe state government, but a lot of people don't know exactly what's going on or even what the clerk does. So really, having that one-on-one contact is going to be critical to communicate and connect with folks so that they know that this race is important, too.
Isn't that interesting? And it has always interested me in that it's a weird little conundrum. We know, it does kind of trickle down, doesn't it? We know national politics. We sort of know regional politics and state politics. Now, local politics, you start, the people who really have more of an impact on our immediate life than on the national level. And that seems to be, as the public, as voters, what we know the very littlest about, the least about, I should say.
Yeah, and I think there's exceptions to that. We've got some folks in Meridian Township who are super active, who show up to the board meetings and really do pay attention to what's going on. But I think for the majority, that's not the case.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, when we lived in Wisconsin, the times I went to township meetings, yeah, they were kind of a yawner, to be honest with you. Unless there was a big hot button issue. Other than that, it was like, okay, Steve, you're going to get a new curb. Good for you. But that was, honestly, and do you think maybe that's the thing, is it just seems people go like, yeah, okay, and they'll just go with the flow. They don't, it's hard to get people involved locally, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and some board meetings go very quickly, just kind of rubber stamping everything that staff recommends, because the township has an amazing staff and they pretty much never get it wrong. So part of the board's job is fairly easy, but every once in a while you have something a little more difficult or controversial, such as the downtown Okemos project, the downtown Hazlitt project, the state of our roads, where people do come to the meetings and speak up because they're not happy with the way things are going. And so those are the things that we really need qualified trustees and board members who really understand how government works and how to connect with the constituents.
Man, oh man, infrastructure, there's the, there, now you'll get people interested in that. We all got to ride on the roads and go on the bridges, huh? Emily Stivers, we appreciate your time this morning of running for Meridian Township Clerk. Good luck to you. Thanks for being on with us here on your morning wake up. 1320 WILS, Mike Austin back in a minute.